In a Senate Agriculture Committee hearing this past week, the chief of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service was in the hot seat, so to speak, hearing many lawmaker complaints about the EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposal and the USDA's interpretive rule and guidance on it. Weller said the idea of the rule listing 56 conservation practices that would not need permits was simply to streamline for farmers the permitting process for conservation work. But what came out of it was
the unintended consequences.
Basically, confusion and fear among farmers, which Weller said took him by surprise, and he told lawmakers,
we need to take very close heed and pay attention to the concerns from farmers in this confusion that the interpretive rule unfortunately has created. And it, if anything, needs to be simplified so that it's a little more clear as to what the intent was and what the benefits are.
Well, it was asked if EPA is considering withdrawing the interpretive rules and guidance until the actual Waters of the U.S. proposal itself is finalized.
Yes, that's one of the options that are being considered.
Meanwhile, Weller said he's urging EPA to
take into account the million-plus comments they've received from the public and from stakeholders.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.